I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Saxophonist Edith Schneier has made her mark both in the jazz and classical worlds and finds inspiration from literature in the form of her new release, Nine Short Stories, upon which she's joined by a Texas jazz trio. Edith Schneier will perform twice in Eugene, first as part of the Broadway House Concert Series on October 28th, honoring Duke Ellington's saxophonist Johnny Hodges, and in a CD release show at the Jazz Station on November 4th. She's here with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming by.
Hello, Eric. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, what is the connection between literary forms and music on Nine Short Stories?
Well, they both tell a story. And once you hear a musical tune, it can be really any genre of music. You get into it and you listen to how the story develops. Maybe there are a couple of characters. Maybe the characters get along. Maybe they fight with each other. You never know. And just like in the literary sense, in the musical sense, you can have characters and sections of the music that interact with each other, and you can have a dialogue. And just like any good story, a really great solo is going to have beginning, middle, and end.
These short stories seem to reach into musical cultures beyond Western ones at times. How did the inspiration come about for, say, the tune Revision that leads off the CD?
My next-door neighbors, some of their family comes from Zimbabwe. And during the summertime, they get together and they play folk tunes from the old country. For a while, I was just listening. And after a while, I got enough courage to come sit by. And after maybe a month or two, I got enough courage to clap along. And I really, really love the folk music aspect of it because these are melodies that withstood the test of time. So, you know, if a melody has been around for 500 years, it's a great melody and it's worth keeping around. So I just heard them play and I was really, really inspired by it. I was inspired by the directness of the melody. I was inspired by the different two against three that is happening and all the great sense of time. And that all that stuff kind of mushed together in the blender led into the tune Revision.
The second track on the CD is a Billy Strayhorn piece, Passion Flower, which Duke Ellington often played as a feature for Johnny Hodges. Why that particular track?
About a year ago, I was getting ready to play an all Johnny Hodges show. And one of our KLCC announcers and program hosts, Carl Wojdek, called me up and said, "Hey, are you going to do Passion Flower?" And I said, what? I don't even know this tune. So Carl was very gracious to send me both a couple recordings and a chart and the chord changes to the tune. And I really, because of Carl's suggestion, I really fell in love with the song and how it goes.
Among the other short stories on your new release, are there particular favorites for you?
Each track is so different than the other. I think that's one of the strengths of this recording. each track is in a different tempo. It's in a different key. It offers a different groove in the drums. It maybe strives to communicate a different kind of feeling, a different kind of emotion. That's why I'm hesitating. Probably my most favorite sound-wise is Angst as Usual. Instead of piano, we opted to use a B3 Hammond organ sound. And the instrument that they had in the studio over there at Crystal Clear in Dallas was just an outstanding instrument. Really great vintage piece from the 60s. And the sound of that instrument, of the B3 organ, is so compelling. I think I really enjoyed that track.
You do have Texas musical roots, and you chose to record this with a trio based in Texas. Why that particular ensemble for these short stories?
I was the only one that moved away to the West Coast. So these are all very good friends of mine. Josh Hanlon plays piano, James Driscoll plays bass, and Stockton Helbing plays drums. So those three gentlemen, piano, bass, drums, they work often as a trio together. So they're very tight, and they're very familiar with each other's musical leanings.
In your CD release concert at the Jazz Station on November 4th, you'll have a different ensemble. So how will that shift the music?
I'm going to have a more of a Portland/Eugene crew for the November 4th show. We're going to have Jack Radsliff on guitar, Dan Davey, he's going to be playing piano, Chris Higgins, bass, and Jason Palmer playing drums. I've played with Jason Palmer and Chris Higgins many, many times, and we've really clicked very well together. They played all kinds of music with me. Old stuff, new stuff. We played an all Thelonious Monk show a couple of years ago, and so they really know what to expect.
When you put short stories together, they become an overall collection. They become a book in the literary world. It becomes an album in the musical world. So what kind of an overall collection do you wish this to be seen and heard and felt as?
If you think of really outstanding collections of short stories, I'm thinking about Kafka or Salinger, where you really delve in and each short story creates its own universe with its own backstory and its own characters and its own world and its own unwritten rules. And each story, it's its own complete existence. But then when you go in between those short stories of the same author, you really get to learn something a little more deeper and a little more meaningful about that author and how they see life and how they navigate and what they do to their characters throughout their imagined universe. Similarly, when I write music, each tune has its own grammar. It has its own set of logic. It has its own groove. It has its own series of chords, but not just chords. It has its own series of gestures and the way the gestures fit with the groove. And that creates its own internal grammar. And each tune has its own mood that I would want to portray.
Saxophonist Edith Schneier, whose new release, Nine Short Stories, features bassist James Driscoll, drummer Stockton Helbing, and keyboardist Josh Hanlon. Edith Schneier will perform in the Johnny Hodges Show and the Broadway House Concert Series in Eugene on Saturday, October 28th, and at the Jazz Station in a CD release performance on Saturday, November 4th. For more information, editthschneier.com. For her additional thoughts on playing Johnny Hodges' music in a small ensemble quartet and how her jazz and classical music impact each other, visit KLCC.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.